Is he wearing the ascot?
Yes.
Is that in support of Roland Martin? Because I like it. It's nice.
Who the hell is Roland Martin?
You gotta be kidding me.
Roland Martin, good morning.
Good morning, folks from Nashville, Tennessee. Let me give a shout-out to the NNPA, that's Tom, the Black Publishers, for giving me one of the front page awards last night at their gala, at the Merit Awards at the Country Music Hall of Fame. So I had a great time there.
Congratulations,
Clovis Campbell, all the Black Publishers, say hello, Tom.
Yeah.
You know, you're on Twitter, you see stuff, and, you know, stuff just gets your attention. So a couple of weeks ago, Tom, I'm looking at this tweet from Deborah Owens. Of course, we've had her on financial advice. And the tweet was, credit cards can make you dumber and fatter. And do you have the mind of a fifth grader when it comes to credit cards? We said, oh, my goodness, what in the world is going on? Need her on to explain. So, Deborah, good morning. Welcome back to the show. Credit cards making you dumber and fatter?
Well, good morning, Roland. Yeah, dumber, fatter, and poor. So the bottom line is you better check yourself before you wreck yourself. And, you know, when it comes to credit cards, Roland, here's the deal. Most folks get in trouble because they don't pay their bills on time. And that makes up 35% of your credit score. So that's how people get in trouble. Then, you know, it's like double whammy. So you don't pay you got bad credit score, then they jack up your interest rates. And I mean, that really is why people get into trouble with credit cards. And when you pay with a credit card, you know, oftentimes, you know, more money, you think you got more money, but what you're going to get is more problems because people spend more when they use their credit. So it really is about flipping the script and making sure that not only do you outsmart the credit card companies, but you outsmart yourself. So I really want to talk about how people can get on a system. How do you do that? Well, you know, I call it the Weight Watcher system. Now, I know many people listening to this show have been to Weight Watchers, and they're very successful. And what they do is they focus on just losing 10% of the weight. So that's what we've got to do with our credit card. So first thing you need to do is set up all your accounts so that you've got them on automatic payments so you pay the minimum balance. That is how you stay on track and don't get your credit rates, your interest rates jacked up. But you'll really be dumb if you just pay the minimum payment because you're going to be paying until you, you know, time never ends.
Because of all the interest in is accruing and building up.
That's right. So what you want to do is at least one card focus on paying 10% a month. So basically in 10 months or so, that balance should be paid off. And then once that balance is paid off, then you focus on another 10%.
Well, go old school and try layaway.
Well, yeah, but you know, but here's the deal. You know, like some people say, oh, well, I'm not using credit, but you need credit because you'll need it if you want to buy a car, if you make any major purchase.
But, Deb, I got to ask you this, and Tom, this drives me crazy. And I think this is dumb. So we tell people, really, don't get caught up in credit. But if you pay stuff off, then that's used against you. So they force you to have credit and to build up debt. Deborah, now that's not on consumers. To me, that's dumb.
Well, that is dumb. But the bottom line is you have to know how to use. The credit cards aren't making you dumber. You just got to get smarter, you know. So that really is it's what it's about. It's about being a wise consumer. And, no, if you pay off the credit card balance, it's not going to be held against you. This is another way that your credit score gets jacked up. If let's say you got a line of $2,000 and you spent $1,800, they take into account how much of your outstanding credit you've already used. So the bottom line is you got to get smart about credit. And by the way, if you really want the 411, I want folks to join us at the family reunion because I'm going to be talking about nickel and diming your way to wealth there. And you can really outsmart and get smart about your money.
All right, Deborah Owens, we certainly appreciate it. Thanks so much. Don't be dumber and fatter and crazy with credit. Appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, and we just announced that James Fortune is going to be at the family reunion doing the gospel at this
nice.
Year's Allstate
Very
Time
nice.
Doing the family
gospel
reunion.
Sunday.
He can pray over your credit.
Okay. All right, Roland, have a good weekend. Talk to you
Take
on Monday.
Take care. Do the same.